Reagan's called Lewis Boogie, any Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Jerry Lee Lewis is one of the most famous and infamous piano players in rock and roll. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of some of the musicians who inspired him.
Every now and again, something comes out of nowhere in rock and roll, something that's completely unprecedented and absolutely brand new. More often, however, there's been a long and twisted history behind nearly every innovation. So much has been made of Jerry Lee Lewis and his explosive piano style, not to mention his explosive personality, that I don't think it would do any harm at all to look back at some of the performers who shaped his style. We'll leave the personality to the professionals. Jerry Lee's legend has him and his cousins Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart creeping around black juke joints in Faraday, Louisiana, to see boogie-woogie piano players and getting inspired by them. That is, of course, true to a large extent, but it's not the whole picture. By the time recording equipment made it to the hills, pianos were far from unusual instruments. That 1927 recording, The Moonshiner's Dance, was made by a semi-professional group of musicians from the rural South, and it's just the earliest country recording I could find with a piano on it. By the late 30s, the height of Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, the piano was an accepted country instrument.
All right, that piano, Mr. Man.
Post-war era, though, is when the piano really ripped loose in country music, and two of its greatest performers appeared.
Old Cherokee chief, as he dances along, he sings an Indian boogie to a white man's song, saying, hey, ho, Lena.
Moon Mullican was known as the king of the hillbilly piano players, and after becoming famous as the piano player with such well-known Texas outfits as Tad Daffin and Floyd Tillman's bands, he went solo after the war and cut a slew of stupendous records.
Oh, would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Give me your answer and we'll be leaving soon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket.
Rocket to the Moon, of course, was just a 1952 country version of Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88, which had exploded on the rhythm and blues charts the year before. But it still sounds very surprising to modern ears who think that rock and roll began 2 years later with Elvis. And it wasn't only the boogie-woogie side of Moon Mullican that Jerry Lee heard.
I sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own. Drifting out across the ocean blue, I sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn, and if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
The sentimental side of Moon, heard in songs like the heart-rending Sweeter Than the Flowers and I'll Sail My Ship Alone, shows up in Jerry Lee's work, too. Moon Mullican wasn't the only hillbilly piano player around, either. Off in San Diego, there lived a man who's virtually unknown in the United States today.
Lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. An 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and you'll see some sights at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. There's Friars and Broaders and Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the treats is when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You'll want to spend the rest of your rights down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Merrill E. Moore recorded between 1952, when he had his big hit House of Blue Lights, and 1958, at which point he vanished utterly, except in the hearts of various British record collectors. Still, House of Blue Lights was a big enough hit that I think we can assume that Jerry Lee might have heard it too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red light. Red light. Red light. Red light.
Don't the moon look lonesome shining down through the trees? Don't the moon look lonesome shining down through the trees? Don't my baby look lonesome when her man ain't around to squeeze?
And on unreleased tracks like Red Light, Moore tries for a marriage of blues and country music very close to what Elvis was trying, albeit more successfully. No, very little of our musical history is without precedent, no matter what it says in the record reviews. Even Jerry Lee Lewis knows that.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.